This is VOA. I'm David Byrd. U.S. investigators are trying to determine what caused a Saudi Air Force pilot in the United States for flight training to go on a deadly shooting rampage at a U.S. naval base in Florida. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
Officials say the Saudi Air Force officer, who was an aviation student at Naval Air Station Pensacola, opened fire in a classroom, an attack that ended with him and three others dead.
It's a horrible thing that took place.
President Trump says Saudi King Salman called to offer condolences and the kingdom's anger over the officer's actions. Was it terrorism?
We're not going to report on that yet, but we'll be talking about it very soon.
Officials at the historic Florida Panhandle base say 12 people were hurt in the attack, including two sheriff's deputies. It came 2 days after a sailor at Pearl Harbor killed two civilians and then himself. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
The White House says it will not participate in impeachment hearings against President Donald Trump in the House of Representatives next week. In a letter to House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler, White House counsel Pat Cipollone said the impeachment inquiry was baseless. He added that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had ordered Democrats to proceed with articles of impeachment before the Judiciary Committee has heard a single shred of evidence. The president has previously refused to cooperate with the inquiry, calling the proceedings a hoax and a witch hunt. The Judiciary Committee is responsible for drafting the articles before sending them to the House for a vote, which is expected by Christmas. The impeachment trial would take place in the U.S. Senate, where Trump's Republican Party holds a majority. At issue is whether the president abused his office by withholding military aid to Ukraine, unless Kiev started investigations that would benefit him politically. This is VOA News. Subways, buses, police cars, and more ground to a halt for a second day across France on Friday in protests over changes to the country's pension system. Matthew LaRotonda of Reuters has more.
Bus drivers, doctors, teachers, police, and more. Union leaders are saying that the protests that are grinding much of France to a halt over changes to the country's pension system will continue until the government backs down. It's one of the biggest movements in decades. Friday morning rush hour was particularly brutal in the capital. Striking subway staff caused over half of Paris's lines to shut down. Commuters tried to use their cars instead to meet with over 200 miles of traffic jams. Some commuters we spoke to on Friday said they weren't happy with being collateral damage. The next big strike is planned for Tuesday.
That's Matthew LaRotonda of Reuters. Indian police shot dead four men on Friday who were suspected of raping and killing a 27-year-old veterinarian in the city of Hyderabad. As Francesca Lina reports, the shooting drew applause from her family and citizens outraged over crimes against women.
Police said they had taken the suspects, two truck drivers and two truck cleaners, aged between 20 and 26, to reconstruct the crime. But when they tried to snatch the policemen's weapons, they were shot dead in crossfire that also left two policemen injured. The news was welcomed by the victim's family and by citizens outraged over crimes against women in the country. Over the past week, thousands of people staged angry protests over the case. But on Friday, a crowd gathered at the site of the shooting to celebrate. Some shouting, "Long live police," and throwing flower petals at police vans in support. Others, though, were concerned about the apparent instant justice of the incident.
Francesca Lina reporting. The U.S. economy added 266,000 jobs in November, and the unemployment rate fell to 3.5%. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
This is just a solid all-around report.
Gus Fauché, who's the chief economist with PNC Financial Services Group.
Obviously, we saw an increase in manufacturing employment with the end of the auto worker strike, but we also saw job gains across a wide variety of industries, so education and healthcare, travel and tourism, business and professional services, transportation.
So consumers should be feeling pretty good.
We have more people working. They have bigger paychecks. Consumers are in excellent shape. This should be a good holiday shopping season.
I'm Shelley Adler.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.